This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, so number one, I feel, so I've been blessed with an extremely even temperament and like a lot of sort of cognitive coping mechanisms. Like, let's say I'm like on acid or something and I see, you know, a little tiger walk up to me. Like, even on acid, I'm very capable of being like, that is a fun tiger that my brain invented. And it's not real. And how interesting that your brain invented that. And that's nice, you know? But so my fear is that that sort of cognitive mechanism will break. Like maybe it's just really like a thin shimmering curtain keeping me from total madness. And luckily that curtain has always stayed down. But what if it was lifted one day? Number two. Holding a baby and falling flat on my face on the sidewalk. Number three, that I will die having wasted many opportunities to be good to the people who love me. Number four is getting stuck in a little pod in the deep, deep ocean and encountering like a giant centipede. Number five is like ruining my hearing because I went to too many concerts. I spent so much of my teen years and my 20s, like all of my 20s, going to as many shows as I possibly could and standing as close to the front as I possibly could and just like pummeling myself with sound. And it felt so good and it still feels so good. But this is like a very elegant little nightmare because in wanting to create so much of this pleasure that brings me so much meaning in my life, I'm ruining my ability to experience that pleasure. Number six, running out of gas in the middle of nowhere and then dying of thirst. Number seven is like not a fear as much as like something that I do all the time, but I'm afraid of going to places because you think climate change is going to destroy them, but by flying to those places, being part of the climate change that is destroying them. Like, I was watching the glaciers melt in Patagonia and thinking what a shame it was, but I had also flown halfway around the world to see this glacier, and I was contributing to the warming that's making the glacier melt. Number eight is childbirth, which I have not experienced. I'm just afraid of that level of pain. Like, I have an IUD, and like, just the pain from that, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was, you know, my vision was spackling with sweat, and I was like, you know, my body was just like, no, no, no. But at the same time, I resent this fear because it's like, I want to have a baby eventually. So now it's like, this fear is, if I am so lucky, then I will get to experience one of my worst fears. Number nine is leaving the stove on and setting my house on fire. Like 3 weeks ago, I was working and I had been making a soft-boiled egg in a little sauce pot. And I looked over, like I shouldn't say this because if my boyfriend listens to this, he'll be like, you're irresponsible and you're burning our house down. Like I removed the little saucepan, but I'd left the burner on. This little blue flame was just sitting there and I was like, oh my God. And so every time I've left the house, I've been like, oh, I left the burner on again. And my dog is a charred skeleton in her crate right now. Number 10 is that in like two generations, all of humanity will be living underground and like eating pellets and thinking that like this right now was the peak. I'm Gia Tolentino, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Gia Tolentino grew up in Texas and is a New Yorker staff writer. Her essay collection, Trick Mirror, is out now. Gia told us she's never had a soda without alcohol in it. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When someone looks over my shoulder at my phone and they see that I have my font jacked up to some old person's size. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
I don't even know if fish have love. Like, I literally don't know anything. Do fish have blood? Do you know?